Welcome to the Raum für Technik podcast. Understand what it's all about. Our topic today, how to communicate with employees in times of crisis. Especially in times of crisis, communication with your employees is more important than ever. A task that managers should not delegate to politicians or in larger companies simply to the upper management. But how should this be done? Many managers are feeling insecure, have never faced such a situation, and have never communicated in a crisis. Therefore, today as Raum für Technik, we would like to give you a few hints in our podcast on how to tackle this. Number one, communicate regularly with all your employees. That way everyone has the same level of information. This prevents employees from misunderstanding information or spreading half-truths willingly or unwillingly. So you will not have to correct rumors and false reports just because people like to enrich stories. Retain control of all communication. Number two, especially in large companies, it is important for department managers and team leaders to note, even if upper management communicates with your employees directly, don't miss the opportunity to inform and address your staff yourself. Why? Firstly, because it enables you to explain top-down decisions and break them down to your team. Secondly, because this way you can keep in touch with them. In other words, you see and hear what's going on around you. You know their worries and needs and can react to them. Number three, stay in dialogue with your employees. Interact in such a way that you understand main concerns or which problems need to be solved, and include these issues in your speeches or emails. Employees don't just want to know where things stand, they also want to have the impression that their needs are recognized and that careful decisions are taken, keeping this in mind. Number four, be clear in your statements. Do not give room for speculation. Don't just work with buzzwords. Explain what you want to achieve with certain measures and why you are taking these measures. Choose words and descriptions that are understood by people of different origin, environment, level of education, and language. Use images and metaphors. But do not dramatize. Words such as change, crisis, catastrophe, pandemic, etc. have a negative psychological effect and make it difficult for people to think positively. They stir up more fear than they stimulate creative energy. But it's precisely the latter, for example, releasing energy and courage, what we want to achieve in times of crisis. Number five, make it clear to your employees what is expected from them. This avoids disappointment. Communication often fails due to indirect communication. Let me give you an example from parenting. If you ask your child the rhetorical question, "Don't you think it's time to brush your teeth?" then don't be surprised if a few minutes later, after the teeth have still not been brushed, your child answers, "No, I don't think it's already time to brush my teeth." And this is not a fictional story, but one from real life. There's no difference in communication between adults. If I don't clearly express what I want, what I expect, what the company or the team needs right now, then I shouldn't be surprised if the reactions don't meet my expectations. Six, address your employees' fears regarding their jobs, their health, their projects. An example. I know that many of you have enough to do with looking after your children or making sure they do not fall behind in school, which is why we as management have decided. But also leave enough room in your statements for dynamic developments and do not name any specific dates. that you may not be able to keep. Speak rather of the beginning of May or in the spring than mentioning a concrete date. Number 7. Be human. Here also an example. I can assure you that the current crisis will not leave us unaffected. We never thought we would have to make such decisions one day. Therefore, it is even more important that we now work together and follow the measures and decisions that have been made. This is about solidarity, about individual responsibility. You are only credible if you are authentic and behave as a human being. Number 8. Choose a tool that suits you and your style of communication. In the digital age, many are available, especially ones that make you perceptible as a person. This can be a personal email, a video recording, a podcast, or even a video conference showing everyone. Mix the tools. That brings variety, shows you as a human being with different sides. If you utilize video conferences, then make sure that you see each other. This increases the feeling of solidarity and commitment. Number 9. If your speech is longer, then structure it by announcing what will be addressed. This will help them to keep in mind what was said. Psychologically, 3, not 4 or 8, but really 3 points are best remembered. For the next 5 minutes, I would like to talk to you about the following 3 topics in more detail. First, home office regulations. Second, continuation of production. Third, upkeep of business operations. Number 10. Conclude your speech with something positive. Trigger positive feelings in your employees. Let's summarize. 1. Communicate with your team on a regular basis. 2. Explain top management decisions and break them down to your team. 3. Stay in dialogue with your employees. 4. Be precise in your statements. Don't give room for speculation. 5. Make it clear to your employees what is expected from them. 6. Address your employees' fears. 7. Be human and authentic. 8. Choose the right communication tools. Make use of digital options. 9. Structure your speech into 3 main topics. 10. Conclude your speech with something positive. This was a podcast on the topic How to Communicate with Employees in Times of Crisis. Raum für Technik. Understand what it's all about.